USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans have more time to get the real ID necessary to board flights or enter federal facilities. The Department of Homeland Security announced the Real ID deadline will be pushed back from May 3rd of next year to May 7th, 2025. DHS saying the extension is necessary to address the lingering impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. The initial implementation date for Real IDs was October 1st of last year. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments Monday on a case involving Colorado web designer Lori Smith. Her attorney, Kristen Wagner, argues state civil rights laws would violate Smith's freedom of religion by preventing her from placing a disclaimer on her portfolio stating that she does not want to design websites for LGBTQ+ couples.
If the government may not force motorists to display a motto, school children to say a pledge, or parades to include banners, Colorado may not force Ms. Smith to create and speak messages on pain of investigation, fine, and re-education.
A scientist who worked at a lab in Wuhan, China, is making new claims about the origins of COVID-19.
Scientist Andrew Huff worked from 2015 to 2016 as the vice president of EcoHealth Alliance, the U.S. taxpayer-funded nonprofit group that collaborated with the Chinese laboratory on bat virus research ahead of the COVID-19 outbreak. As a whistleblower, Huff now claims that COVID-19 was man-made and that he saw the potential for a lab leak out of the Wuhan Institute of Virology as early as 2016. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In Monday Night Football action, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will host the New Orleans Saints. Kickoff set for just after 8:15 p.m. Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The effects of the COVID-19 pandemic are still being felt.
Teenagers' brains are aging faster due to pandemic-related stress. A study published in Biological Psychiatry, Global Open Science, shows teens experienced higher levels of depression, anxiety, and fearfulness than before the COVID-19 pandemic. Researchers found signs of premature aging in MRI scans of a group of teens taken before the first year the virus spread, and then at the end of the pandemic's first year. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is announcing a state program to provide temporary shelter and housing to Floridians impacted by Hurricane Ian for those not eligible for FEMA relief.
We want to bring relief to impacted Floridians, regardless of whether FEMA wants to be a part of that. So today I'm announcing Florida will be providing up to $25 million through state funds to purchase building materials and provide those materials to verified nonprofit organizations.
Actress Amber Heard is filing an appeal over the ruling made in the case against ex-husband Johnny Depp. He was awarded over $10 million in damages after a jury found Heard defamed Depp. Heard's lawyers found 16 different errors that were made during the original trial. Her lawyers adding the case should have been held in California. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.